Time on deck is 2015. It is the 23rd of July in the year 2022, and CT is returning to Anchor to reignite his podcast. You're welcome. I'm going to be covering three things today. First one's going to be pretty lengthy. Actually, no, I'll blow right through the first thing, and then I'm going to conclude with some talk about sobriety and sailing, the two S's, SS. That's what I'm going to call my boat, just SS. That's it. But let's start with the hike that I took today. Pretty normal on the way up. At the top of the hike, there's a big waterfall with a swimming hole. It's pretty popular. It's up in the Charlottesville, Virginia area. So I live in Lynchburg now, and I just decided to get out in nature today. So anyway, the hike up to the waterfall is pretty normal. You know, I didn't have to lap too many people. I lapped like maybe two groups. First group was a Mexican couple with only one kid. That was a little weird. And then the second group was, it was just a smorgasbord of human excrement. But pretty normal on the way up, you know. Like, obviously I'm going to lap some people because, you know, I'm just one guy. But I'm also not clinically overweight. You know, I'm just slightly overweight, but I'm working on it. I've been losing weight very steadily. All that to say, I got up to the waterfall and it was jam-packed, of course. I'm talking like 50 people there, like 30 people in line to jump off the cliff into the swimming hole. So I was like, you know what, I'm going to go downstream a little bit and just do some bushcraft. You know, just basic bushcraft, like, you know, dam up the stream with some rocks, you know, just do guy stuff, you know, that's it. So I went down a good ways away from the crowd and just isolated myself, you know, just got down there and was just enjoying myself. Like, there was not a human around, like, within probably like 50, 75 yards or something. Like, I intentionally tried to just get away so I could just do my thing, you know. So I did. I started damming up the river, started sweating, just lugging heavy rocks from the bank to right in the middle of the creek. It was great. It was awesome. And all of a sudden, of course, I get visitors. And these visitors were just like, I'm sure they're great people. I'm sure they're great people. And I do give people the benefit of the doubt, but I need you to understand what these people looked like first. So they were probably late 30s, I'd say. I'm 32 now, granted. So, like, I can't talk shit too much about the older folk because I am one. But looking at these people, late 30s, probably no kids. They were just out there. They came down to the riverbank that I was at. They were coming down to my territory. And, you know, I was normal. I was just like, hey, how's it going? They're just like, hey, that's it. Just, hey, just a scared, timid, hey. I was like, like, I can't remember exactly what I said, but it was like basic small talk. I was just like, you know, did y'all see the waterfall up there? And they were just like, yeah, yeah, yeah. And I was like, all right, great. So this conversation's going nowhere. Like, I even tried. I was like, yeah, I'm just doing a little bushcraft down here. And they were just like, oh, like I'm the one frightening them, even though they encroached on my territory. Anyway, but these people, the male obviously was a fat guy with a beard with Viking tattoos, like pretty much the most typical male you're going to see like out today. Like that's the look, like Viking tattoos, like all on his butt. What's that one with the, it's like a cross wheel type thing with prongs on the end of it. I don't even know what it's called, but yeah, they were both dressed in black, of course, because, you know, they want to identify with the downtrodden like Johnny Cash. But yeah, they were just all just nasty, like not disgustingly overweight, but just overweight enough to be like, listen, you should be covering yourself more, because the girl was pretty much just, you know, the counterpart to her paramour. You know, she had a lot of outlined tattoos, like she was in the process of getting them filled in and stuff. I got nothing against tattoos. I got nothing against them. Don't get me wrong. Like, if you want to get them, by all means. But like, to get them on like the high part of your thighs so that you can wear short shorts, even though you shouldn't be wearing short shorts, ladies. You know what I'm saying. If you shouldn't be wearing short shorts, don't get a tattoo so that you can wear short shorts. Don't do it. It's fucking disgusting. Anyway, so they start doing their own thing. So I'm just like, you know what? I'll just go back to my bushcraft. It'll be fine. And they start doing their own thing, like a little bit up the riverbank. And so I go back to it, just enjoying myself. Like I'm lugging heavy rocks now. Like this dam is really coming along. And I'm just like, I don't know. It's kind of like a Disney movie. Like I already mentioned, I'm sober. Like I've been sober for, like, obviously it's gonna sound very like cheap, but I've been sober for a week now, and it's really setting in. Anyway, all that to say, I was just enjoying the sounds of nature. I was enjoying the stream running, the birds, like just that's all I heard out there, other than like me breathing hard because of all the work I was putting in. And the couple up there was just kind of hanging out, doing their own thing. And all of a sudden, I just heard while I was working, I just heard in the background, just very faintly, just oomt, 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 oomt. And that's not a bed. That's not a bed rocking. That's not them fucking. That's music that they brought out into nature. They brought techno music or whatever the kids listen to. I don't know. And they were setting up camp. They were setting up fucking camp while playing music. Like, they were just like, you know what? We've had enough of this fucking bullshit, like, natural sound. That ain't gonna do it for us. That's not gonna help us get this tent up. Get the Bluetooth speaker out. I really don't know any dubstep people other than Skid Rocks. What's his name? Skid Rocks? Skrillex. Skrillex. Yeah. Skrillex. I don't know, but it was very watered down Skrillex. It was just like, that's what I heard in the background while I was trying to just be one with the land. You know, it's like Thoreau and fucking Skrillex are in the same room, you know? That's exactly what it was like. So that kind of got me going. Kind of got me a little red, because what am I going to do? Go over there and say, "Hey guys, could you not play music out here, because it's, you know, is this how you camp? Is this how you camp?" Anyway, I'm gonna move on, because that's just getting me irate just thinking about it. I went back to my dam, and then I got a little ray of light, because these two girls also decided to walk downstream into my territory. And they're okay looking girls, probably early 20s. One was a little too skinny, but the other one, you know, had her bathing suit on, and like the bathing suits nowadays are just nothing. Like they're nothing. And she just had her ass hanging out and stuff. So I engaged them in a little bit of small talk, but these were clearly Gen Zers. These were clearly Gen Zers with no social skills. So that just, it went nowhere. It went nowhere. They walked by. You know, I was just like, "Hey, how's it going?" You know, blah, blah, blah. They were just like, "Hey," like same as the couple before. Like everybody, I mentioned this to my buddy John earlier, but everyone on this hike did everything wrong except for me. I did everything right. I was normal. I hiked at a moderate pace. I wore the proper clothing. I'll get to that. But anyway, so they walked by and it was like awkward. It's like nature, nothing should be awkward in nature. Everything should just be like normal and natural. That's also a good boat name. So they walked by, and I was just like, you know what? Clearly the crowd is like spreading out too much now, because people are coming in like around me and not being normal. I say that as the guy who's just playing with rocks by himself in the water. But I am normal. That is way more normal than what either of those four other people fucking did. So anyway, I start just walking away, get back on the trail. And I'm walking back, and those two girls I mentioned earlier, they decided to go down the creek further than me to where the trail actually goes across the creek. And they decided to sunbathe on the rocks in front of everybody, of course. And I was like, "Oh, I know what they're doing. But I was done. I was done for the day. I was just like, I'm just going to walk right by them. Like, because I wanted to leave. I was done for the day. I had gotten my sweat on. I had gotten my hike on. And I was hungry. I was fucking hungry. So I walked right by them, and this family behind me, they were actually talking to me as we were walking by the girls suntanning on the rocks. And they were asking me just basic questions for some reason, like, hey, you from here? I was like, nah, I'm new. But anyway, I moved on, and all of a sudden I heard in the background, this was either a very post-pubescent boy or a female. But all of a sudden I just heard, you two are so pretty. I just heard that in the background, and I just wanted to turn around and say, who said that? Like, who fucking said that? Who just signed their own death warrant? Like, that's, you're giving, like, that's exactly why they went down there, is so people would, and also, what do you think's going to come from that? Like, if you're a guy and you said that, do you think you're going to be like, oh, you two are so pretty? Do you think they're going to be like, oh, thank you? Do you want to have a threesome with us right now? Like, we can go back in the woods. Like, is that what you think's going to happen? Because it didn't. I listened. And it didn't happen. So it, like, pretty much all they did was say, oh, thanks. And then that was it. Like, and I understand, like, being polite and stuff, but you couldn't have just said, like, I don't know. Maybe I'm the, what's the word for not normal? Anyway, I guess I just assumed it was a guy, like a really young kid saying it. And I was like, dude, you're going down the wrong path. You do not simp up front. You don't simp at all, first of all. But you definitely don't lead. You know, you don't start the game off with a solid simp. That is a solid simp. Like, that is the utmost simp-tastic thing you can say. You two are so pretty. Oh my God, get over here. So dumb. So I kept moving on, and the more I went back, like, toward my truck, the more people I saw coming up. And of course, like I said, everybody did everything wrong. There were people in cold weather gear, even though it was nearly 100 fucking degrees out there. Tack pants, like, sorrels and shit. Like, why are you wearing this? And not to mention, these people are, like, trying to walk along the dry rocks in the creek that's an inch deep. Like, why? Hiking in flip-flops would have been better than that. Like, what are you doing? Like, you're not a man. You are not a man if you don't walk. Sorrels are waterproof. Like, you could have just walked through the water, but instead you're slowing down to a snail's pace to cross the rocks on the river. I just don't get it. So, I think I passed about, like, 20 people, like, on the way back, like, and I just, like, walked through the stream beside them, and I'm not gonna lie, I gave them kind of a nasty look on the way, because I was just like, what are you doing? Like, well, I know what they were doing. They were wearing all that gear, because it's very Instagrammable. It's very, I don't know, it's very just brand-like. You gotta have a brand. You can't have the knockoff gear. You gotta have the top tier brand. But after that, I started thinking about, you know, my sobriety and stuff, and I was like, you know what, this is actually a good thing. Granted, I am getting more, like, emotional on every front, but that's a good thing. I'm getting more frustrated. I'm getting more pissed off. I'm getting more angry. I'm getting more violent. I'm getting more just happy, though, at the same time. Like, that's the key. You have to have those emotions. You have to deal with the demons. But I was thinking about that on the way home, and all of a sudden I saw four Mexicans going the opposite way up the trail. And I just said, you know, hey, how's it going, as they were passing me, because, you know, that's what normal people do. And all of them ignored me, except for, like, the dude. So it was one dude and three chicks. And two of the chicks were hot, and then he had one fat one in the back, which is, like, the perfect combination right there. But anyway, they all ignored me except the dude. He was just like, oh, hey, man, like pretty normal. And I appreciated it. And instantly I thought, why did they all, like, ignore me or something like that? But as soon as the rhinoceros at the end passed me, I got the whiff of the weed that they definitely had on them. And I was like, oh, okay, that's why. I probably made them nervous. So I recently shaved my head. So I've got kind of a... what's the best way to put this? I've got kind of a cop involuntarily put on leave look right now, because I still wear like my watch and all that stuff. And I guess maybe I scared him a little bit, but I was like, as soon as I smelled it, I was just like, okay, I get it. But these were like early 20-year-old kids, but like, it's fine. Like, I'm not gonna judge. I usually don't judge people, but like, if you're in your early 20s, smoke away. Like, have a good time. Unlike me, who smoked well into his 30s, which you should not do. Stop at 30 and don't do it again until you're 60. I'll say that. I'll say that with the utmost confidence. Speaking of confidence, we're getting to the last group on the hike. I was probably, you know, quarter mile from my truck, and I got to the last group who was passing me, and they were just starting the trail, just to set the scene here. And it was a wolf pack of men, probably like six guys and then a girl. But what I need to tell you is all of these people were morbidly obese. All of them. Well, sorry. They were all morbidly obese, but there were degrees of obesity amongst the crowd. And the reason I mentioned confidence is because I need to state this as a rule. Some people should not be allowed to have confidence. That's what I wanted to say. So the first guy in this big old wolf pack, he was a little bit ahead of the crowd, and I guess he was just like excited to be out and about. But he was just like, "Hey, how much longer do we got?" And I was like, three quarters of a mile, not that bad. But the pack leader who was probably like in the middle, because I guess that's the safest place to be in the wolf pack. He kind of overheard me, but he had the confidence that I just described you should not be allowed to have if you're fat. And he immediately just starts going, "Hey, how long did you say it is? 2, 3, 4 miles? And I was just like, first of all, I said 3/4 of a mile. Secondly, 2, 3, 4 miles? Like, and he said it so confident. He was just like, how much longer we got? What did you say? 2, 3, 4 miles? Those are not negligible degrees of distance. 2, 3, 4 miles? That's a vast expanse, especially with this group that you're traveling with. So what do you think? Like, not to mention, it says how long the trail is at the trailhead. It says it. So I don't know. This guy just like rubbed me the exact wrong way, and I was just like, "Dude, no, I said 3/4 of a mile, and I said it just like that." And he was just like, "Oh, okay, cool, awesome. I just wanted to check, you know, just to make sure everybody's good." And this dude was probably 50 pounds overweight, and 50 pounds. So he had the confidence of being the least fat person in a group of fat people. Did I say that right? Yeah, he had the confidence of being the least fat person in a group of fat people, which, if you've never seen it, it is stellar confidence. It is stellar confidence. Like, confidence enough to make you think 2, 3, 4 miles is all like the same thing. No, 3/4 of a mile. That's all I said, dude. And then I got back to my truck, and it was over. So that was fun. Let's see. 18:35. All right, so we got two more topics I want to just brush through real quick. Sobriety and sailing. Me and my buddy John been sober from the weed. I'm not going to, like, dress it up and say, like, the devil's lettuce or the grass or the green fucking plant. I'm not going to do that anymore, because that's what I used to do back in the day. We have stopped smoking weed, and it's been like a week and a half, roughly. And like I said, it's a good thing. We needed it. We should have stopped 2 years ago on the dot. I should have never even started again. I should have. Am I calling somebody right now? I swear I just heard rings. Fucking NSA again. You got to be more clever with your hacks, bro. All right. So, yeah, we've been clean from the weed for about a week and a half, and it has been marvelous. Absolutely marvelous. And I think this is going to help us facilitate our goals of becoming sailors, which, uh, if you If you're not a sailor, don't get into it. Don't get into it. It's not fun at all. It is a big waste of time, waste of money. You're gonna die if you do it. Don't get into it. Okay, that's what this PSA, that's what this PSA is. Do not get into sailing. Okay. Now, if you want to get into sailing, here's what I will say. Don't do it. And leave this podcast right now. Okay, now that they're gone, we're getting into sailing. Me and John. John's already got something lined up. I've already got my keelboat and my basic sailing cert, and I think it's good for like probably another year or so. But it's like riding a bike when you get back into it. And I just wanna talk poetically about sailing right now. And I'm just going to try to remember what it was like sailing the Del Mar Marina down in Southern California. We sailed on the 22 Catalinas, which if you've never been on one, it's obviously 22 feet long. Single sail with an optional Genoa that you can attach. Never did that. Didn't see the need to. But I just remember like... The 22s, you could sail them alone. You could sail the 22s alone. But if you had like two people on a 22, you could really get going. I mean, you could really get going. And I actually did a couple sailboat races while I was out there too. Granted, you don't use the Catalinas for those. You use the, I can't remember what we called them, but they were real short sailboats. And, yeah, it was a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun. I'd say the funnest part is obviously when the boat keels and you're just kind of like running your fingers through the water and shit. And sometimes, like obviously they don't tip, but sometimes they'll like, what's the word? They'll list real fast because the wind will kind of change direction and speed. So that's always fun. And then obviously just jumping in the water. Like once you've, I can't remember what the position is, but it's where you like invert the sails to where it just stays in one place. And honestly, just being off the land is great because if you go 200 nautical miles out, ain't no law out there. And there is law, but it's international, and I don't follow that. The international stuff does not apply to me. I'll just go ahead and get that out of the way right now. That stuff does not apply to me. I'm an American, damn it. All right? And I don't even follow my own rules. I don't even follow American rules. So why would I follow international ones? Like, it's cute. It's cute. Maritime law is very cute. But I just wanted to talk about those three things because I learned a lot about humanity through my hike today and what it has to offer. What it has to offer me. And what it has to offer me is inconvenience, a breakdown of normal society, awkwardness, and I don't know, just irritability all around. So that's good. And I don't have weed to help me deal with it, but that's a good thing. Maybe that will cause me to correct humanity, you know, maybe to in order to get back to that idea of normalcy, like humanity needs me, you know, to like get it there. And I think I can. I think I can get humanity back to that normal place. Like all it takes really to do that, to get us as a society back to that place, I think just a little bit of genocide with the proper target. That's really it. And if I don't feel like doing that, I'm just going to sail the world, you know? That's it. So, with that, I'm going to wrap it up. Time on deck is 2038. This has been CT. Just fucking dishing it out. So, hope you'd enjoyed it.